This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
There's been a landmark ruling in Texas regarding the Texas wine industry and labeling of wine bottles. If it says it's from Texas, it better be. More on this when we return. If you have a thirst for wine knowledge, be it trivia or the latest trends, there's a website that's overflowing with content that we've created just for you. It's GrapeEncounters.com, where you'll find literally hundreds upon hundreds of stories and interviews covering almost every topic imaginable. From the world's most colorful and renowned winemakers to unforgettable wine adventures, there's something for every wine lover at GrapeEncounters.com. Go ahead, log on, uncork, pour, swirl, and sip. Last month brought a smile to many faces in the Texas wine industry, and tears to others. That's because the Texas Department of Agriculture decided that labeling wine bottles marked Go Texan now means that wine must be made from at least 75% Texas-grown grapes. Alas, a long-term controversy in the Texas wine industry has finally been settled. For years, there's been an issue with Texas wineries that don't grow their own grapes and actually bring in tankers filled with cheap wine from out of state, bottling it and affixing the Go Texan label to the foreign wine. For many years, Texans or anyone else purchasing wine labeled Go Texan naturally assumed this wine was made in Texas. And Texans don't take kindly to being deceived. Of course, these things can go both ways. A few years ago, I was tasting wine at a Dallas-area tasting room and was particularly impressed with a Cabernet I was served. "Where are these grapes grown?" I asked. "California," was the reply. Either way, I guess you don't mess with Texas. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.